Hi, Mr. Stanfield. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. Morning. Good.
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 Thank you for taking my call. Of course, I'm giving you a call about your property in Victoria Street, Danville. I am actually trying to get in touch with the attorneys from the title company. And as you know, I texted you yesterday that they said that for us to be able to move forward with the closing, they would need to update the payoffs, or they would need to obtain the payoffs, maybe a payoff letter from the bank, and kind of asked them, and they said that you would need to get that from the bank yourself. So I just wanted to talk to you about it today, if there's a way that, you know, maybe you could try and see if that's something that you could request.
Okay. Okay. I can contact them and see. But I don't, as far as having the money to do it, I don't have
it. That's fine.
I didn't know that was, you know, I didn't know that was a part of the equation, but I can request it, you know.
But absolutely.
I
mean,
out the seller, I didn't know that it had a judgment against it.
That's fine. That's really the purpose of the title work. I mean, they found during the title search, they found out that there is a judgment, and we just have to clear the judgment before we can buy the property. What's going to happen is you just have to get the payoff amount from the bank. You don't have to worry about the money, because we will have to pay that upon closing. On the settlement statement, that will be included upon the payment or the disbursement of funds. So you don't have to pay anything when you request for it. We just really need to get the exact amount so we can pay for that upon closing.
Okay. So I just contact Citibank?
Yes. There are two. Let me pull up the judgment. You got the email from Courtney?
No, I never got them. My wife called her. She said she was going to send them again this morning.
Your wife called?
Yes, she talked to Courtney.
Okay.
Okay, I got it this morning.
Good. I also sent it to you. I also sent you a copy to your email, but just with a judgment. I believe it's going to be, let me pull it up and look for that judgment, for that email. Where is it? That's two banks, I believe.
Yeah, I see it. One of them is $3,086.
Yep.
And it's another one for, I don't see another.
Sorry, I'm just trying to look for that as well on my end. I believe that's two different banks.
Yes, one for $87.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I got both of them.
If it's okay, because that's the only thing that we're waiting on for us to move forward with a closing. I believe that's really the only thing. Once we have that, then we'll be able to schedule the closing. Your purchase agreement that you signed with Forrest is actually going to expire today. Actually, tomorrow, Wednesday, because it's only valid until April 30th. So what I'm going to do is I will need to send you a notice of extension, just extending our agreement. Usually, we would extend it 30 days, but hopefully, we wanted to really close this week. You'll see on the notice that I will send, I'll send you like an addendum or a notice to extend the the agreement, the purchase agreement, you'll see that it will be extended until April 30th. That's just because our standard process is we usually extend the agreements every 30 days. But like what I said, once we have that judgment, that pay of amount, if you can get a letter from the bank and then send it to either Courtney or me, you can either send it to both of us so I can also see, then we would be able to schedule the closing this week because we are ready to close as well.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
On the one, I'm trying to see if I see the bank on the. Okay, I see it.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
There's two, right?
Yeah, one of them is Worldwide Assist Purchase, Citibank.
Yep, that one, Citibank, and the other one is American National Bank.
American National, yeah.
Yep, okay, great. Again, we just need the payoff amount. If you can get a payoff letter sent, that would be amazing. And then, like what I said, we're ready to close once Courtney has that information, they would be able to schedule the closing for the both of us. So.
Okay. All right.
All right. So I'll wait for that. If you can request for that today, I'd really appreciate it. Maybe it will take for 24 hours to get that information. I'm not exactly sure how banks, usually process, but I'm just hoping that we can get that the soonest, so we can schedule the closing this week.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Stanfield. Let me know if you have questions. I appreciate you. Have yourself a good one.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.